So my name is Sachin Aymer. I'm here as assistant to the Preceptors College at Adishtana. We've just started the 2015 Preceptors College meeting in November of this year. Sada Loka is with me and he's going to introduce some of the main themes for the college, what's going on in this particular meeting and who's here. So I'd like to tell us a bit about that, Sada Loka.
Good. So yes, this is my first college meeting that I'm organising and chairing as chair of the college, so a bit of a test for me. It's quite a landmark meeting in that we've got a lot of overseas public preceptors here. In fact, over half of those here are from outside of the UK. There's six Indian public preceptors, plus Subhuti and Karunamaya, who work very closely with them. So there's eight in an Indian kula. There's Paramachitta and Mokshananda, who work in Spain and the Spanish-speaking world, especially Mexico. There's Karuna Devi from the United States, based in California. And there's Dharmanandi and Vara Devi from New Zealand. So, yeah, over half from around the world, in a third from India. So yes, very much reflecting the international flavour of our order and movement. And I think also should take this opportunity to thank all those who've contributed to supporting the college, because it does the money that people are giving really is making it possible for public preceptors from around the world to come together and have these very important international college meetings where we take an overview of the order and movement and how we're training people for bringing people into the order, but also, you know, very much looking at the order we're bringing them into.
So, particularly with the six Indian order members here, and Karunamaya and Subhuti, you're going to be having a day devoted to the Indian situation, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to have an India day. They're going to do various presentations. We don't know exactly what's in store, but it's going to involve an Indian puja in the evening and so on, but I think they very much want us to understand more deeply and fully what it means to work in India, work with the social, political, economic circumstances that they're meeting. And just the very different challenges they meet. So it's a real opportunity for us to get a deeper understanding of their life and their work. So, yeah, I think that's going to be quite a significant part of this college meeting.
And there's also going to be a presentation on the Australian and New Zealand ordination.
Well, we're going to be hearing about Australia and New Zealand ordination training, yes. And again, just really trying to get a bigger picture of what we're all part of.
And I understand Ratnadharan is also doing a presentation on sadhana on one day, is that right?
We're actually going to spend a day looking at the significance of our sadhana practice, you know, that practice which is given at the time of the private ordination and which somehow sums up the whole of our spiritual life and practice. And obviously it's very important that we in the college have got a clear understanding of what we're doing in this whole big area and are able to communicate that clearly to private preceptors and those coming into the order. So yes, we thought it'd be very worthwhile at this point in time to spend a whole day just really, both in practice and in theory, exploring sadhana practice.
And then also one of the themes you're looking at is the future of the college. Can you say a little bit more about that? Or
Well, that's very much an ongoing theme for us. You know, when I look around the room, the college meeting, there's people I've been in meetings with, you know, some was in chairman's meetings in the 1980s, others at order meetings, order gatherings from the same time. And, you know, we're very much, well, many of us in the college now are of that generation or first one or two generations that helped build the order and movement. And, well, we're increasingly greying and ageing. And yeah, it's obviously a very big question for us, you know, just how we make sure we hand on. You know, Bante's handed on to us, but we now have to make sure we hand on well to another generation. So yeah, it's an ongoing theme at the college meetings these days, you know, looking at who we bring in as a next generation, and also who are coming up behind them, you know, as future generations, and just really looking at how the whole spirit of the order and movement is going to be communicated and passed on down over the years.
And so Paramachitta and Aditya Bodhi, they're both recently appointed to the college, aren't they? This is their first meeting, so they're giving their life story during the course of the meeting, aren't they, to introduce themselves. But are there any other things that are going to happen during the course of the 10 days meeting? Or is it just other sort of business points? And
well, there's quite a variety of business. Again, Subhuti is going to be presenting us with some of his thoughts as to the future, the role of the college in the order and movement. Yeah, and just, you know, looking at all sorts of practical concerns.
And there are updates on the Adhisthana situation, is there, from Sardinandi, and also fundraising from Amalavadra and Cruz?
Yeah, all those, and also hearing about new initiatives in fundraising and hearing about developments at Adhisthana. So, yeah, you're really keeping the whole college up to date on developments all around.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Sadhlok, for making time. So this is just the first of our audio recordings. There'll be a number more over coming days, speaking to different of the public preceptors. But as for now, we'll let Sadhlok get on to the next item on the agenda.